As fires tore through the town of Mogo on the New South Wales south coast on New Year's Eve, many people were worried about the animals at the local zoo. Staff evacuated the smaller animals and stayed to defend the lion and tiger enclosures. And against the odds, they managed to save every single creature. Those that were evacuated are now back home, and the zoo's staff are concentrating on cleaning up and establishing a veterinary hospital to care for the native animals hurt in the disaster. Our reporter Isabel Rowe toured the zoo.
As soon as you meet Chad Staples, you can tell he's exhausted.
For all the stress that was caused in the events, the animals were pretty separated from it. We did everything that we possibly could to make it as normal for them as it was through the ordeal. So as soon as we could get them back to routines, the better.
The head zookeeper at Mogo Zoo on the New South Wales south coast has taken on the emotional and physical burden of the bushfire crisis to spare his animals. As he walks the grounds of the zoo, the amount of work to do is evident.
We've got a lot of damaged fences. The good thing is that we saved every single animal. There's no injuries, there's no sickness. For the most part, exhibits are all 100%, but there's a lot to do here. It's not going to be done quickly.
Fire came perilously close to the red panda enclosure, but they'd been moved out of harm's way earlier.
So all along this river line on the other side is all completely burnt out, so
yeah,
we were battling fires all the way along here, all day, all night, for what felt like eternity. We were still putting out fires on the site 4 days later. Here we are in front of the cheetah exhibit.
Fire also reached the back of the cheetah enclosure. The cheetahs were put into their night dens on the site while staff battled flames.
Because you can't evacuate. We had to stay here and protect them.
And were you confident or were you worried?
Both. Yeah. We knew that this was the best place that we could, that we, if we worked hard, could make this a safe place. But yeah, of course, I think everyone at different point was scared out of their wits. Yeah.
Half a dozen giraffes are roaming around a large paddock at one end of the zoo.
When you get down to this part of the park where we start talking about the larger animals on paddocks, what we were able to do was just give them complete access everywhere, and then that's how they manage themselves. Yes, when it got very serious, there was, you know, the herd would move quickly, but it, for what was going on, it was still relatively calm. So the fire was all through those tree lines. Yeah.
As he stands there, a few giraffes sidle up to zookeeper Chad Staples.
Is it possible to tell if an animal is stressed after something like that?
No, but everyone's stressed. But what the idea is that any animal can go through a stressful event. It's staying at that heightened stress level for long periods of time that is the most damaging.
You've done an amazing job here, but, you know, when you drive through town and you see the amount of landscape that's been burnt,
yep,
you just think, you know, there were animals in there.
Yep.
Have you found any injured animals in this region, or have people come
to
you?
Yeah, people are bringing them in, and I think it's going to be something that happens more and more as time passes. I think that the fire moved very quickly. It was a very hot burn. I think that we've lost an enormous amount of wildlife, but what we want to now do is start to set up a bigger vet hospital that can cater to these needs for a longer period of time, because it's going to take a long time for that bush to come back.
Yeah, so it's going to be something that, it's not, you know, it's not over when the fires are over.
Absolutely.
It's
not
going to unfold.
Yep, this will go on for a little while.
Chad Staples from the Mogo Zoo, ending Isabel Rowe's report.